Skill Review. Number 1. Management.
Today we'll talk about the most important things in management. In a nutshell, that means how to make things run smoothly. But first, let's talk about the board of directors. Most organizations, especially companies doing business, have a board of directors. The board is a group of people who oversee the organization's management. They also elect the organization's leader or president, called a chief executive officer. The board tells the president what the organization wants to do. He or she does it, and then tells the board how it's going. Not all boards do things the same way. Some have very firm rules about how the company does things. They expect the president to do as they say. Others just take orders from the president. Some people feel they are not doing a good job as a board in this case. Other boards are working boards. That means they take on many of the tasks of management. They will even take care of the president or chief executive officer. They'll help him organize the workers and the work. So, to recap briefly, we have a board of directors that elects an organization's president or CEO. And the board may be very active, or it may let the president run things pretty much. Now, both the president and the board are involved in management. Management can be divided into four basic areas. These are planning, organizing things and money, leading, and controlling or coordinating. So, now let's talk about each one. Okay, first we have planning. A company has to establish, of course, what it wants to do. For example, maybe the company owns a forest area. How much money do they need to make from it? How will they do that? Will they get loggers to cut the trees? Or perhaps they will work with an organization specialized in caring for forests. You get the idea. Second is organizing. Let's say they decide to have the forest care organization work for them. That forest company then will decide if, for example, any trees should be cut. And if so, which ones will allow the others to grow more quickly? How many workers will it take? They'll tell the company how much all this will cost. This is all part of organizing resources. The third thing in management is leading. The board may have already decided, for example, that they will save the forest environment. They will only do business in such a way as to keep it beautiful. They'll lead the company in some direction. Controlling or coordinating is the fourth part of management. Everything we've talked about needs to get done smoothly and efficiently. Somehow, each part of the organization needs to know what the others are doing. Who listens to everyone and decides what's best for the whole organization? This is the controller's job. Maybe only one or a few people will do this, but, of course, it is crucial that everyone help. Everyone has to listen to each other.
1. What aspect of management does the professor discuss? Two. How does the professor emphasize her point about different areas of management? Three. What does the professor imply about the board and the president within an organization? Four. According to the professor, why does a company need a controller or coordinator? Five. According to the professor, what does a company's president or chief executive officer do? Choose two answers. 6. Listen again to part of the lecture. Then answer the question.
In a nutshell, that means how to make things run smoothly.
Why does the professor say this?
In a nutshell,